Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. With summer upon us, kids are out of school. So what is there to do? Art's not always the first thing on the list. More often it's sports and other outdoor activities. This week, we talk with local community arts organizers Leanne and Patrick Weber about their Duluth organization, Northern Expressions Arts Collective, in Lincoln Park, and how they're offering a choice for kids all year round. The Arts Collective is coordinating, sponsoring, and creating other avenues for kids in the arts, from pottery to painting, and even music. All year, they host programs at the Harrison Community Center, but over the summer, there's Art in the Park. This week, they're hosting a pottery event at the Duluth Art Institute, and on June 22nd, a family event in Lincoln Park called Music in the Park. Here's Leanne.
When we first came to the Duluth area, about the first year we were here, we said, let's just kind of observe and make connections, meet people, and see kind of what the need was and how we could fill it, kind of in an arts-based way. And we started talking to some of the kids just hanging out in our neighborhood. They would always come up and want to pet our dog and stuff like that. So we'd start talking. We said, well, what do you guys do for fun? And they said, well, there's a laundromat and there's a vending machine and we sometimes go and buy candy and then we sit in the park and we eat it.
And we decided that that was an acceptable solution. So we started doing weekly programming on every Thursday night where we use different arts-based teaching techniques to help kids find their different gifts and then go that next step and find ways that they can use it in the community. We really pride ourselves in trying to be creative and find things that even the smallest kid can do to change their community. We want to have it be, because we live in that community, the best community possible. And it starts with working with the kids, engaging them, because those are the ones that are going to end up running the community in the future.
One of the questions we get a lot is, well, how are you guys different from other community after-school programs? Because we focus a lot on low to mid-range income families, and there's the Boys and Girls Club, there's a lot of after-school sports programs and everything. And so I guess, looking around at a lot of the after-school programs that are very sports-based and sports-oriented, which is great because that's a niche that needs to be filled as well, but we really want to kind of catch some of those kids that kind of fall through the cracks. So
we also work very hard to not make it a financial burden for the parents. 99% of our programming is free. We go to different businesses and individuals and see if they would be willing to help sponsor kids. One of the biggest things that we say when we're doing any art project, there's no mistake in art. Art is what you make of it. Art is what you see. And we really stress that to all the kids. So our one rule that we have is respect. And the first part of respect is respecting yourself. So we don't allow them to say things like, I can't do this, or I'm stupid, or any of those things. This is a safe, positive environment where we encourage them to go. And the biggest example of that was last year we did the Minnesota Nice Open Mic Night. And we had both a kids and an adults version of it, but it was Minnesota Nice because there was no heckling allowed. It was providing a safe environment where you could come and try something new and get some feedback, because a lot of these kids have never been on a stage before. We had a boy who won the junior competition who played the violin that was astounding. But we also had another little girl who was probably six. And she did a crab walk across the stage. But our goal was to really support them in whatever their art was and however they wanted to be artistic. That's what we want to do to whatever art they choose to do.
You can find more information about the work of Northern Expressions Arts Collective and their program offerings at KUMD.org under Radio Gallery. Enjoy the summer fun and bring along the kids. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, or under Programs, and listen to this episode again. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.